He knew I'd been engaged two or three times. I'd back down, you know, put it off. And, you know, just. So I said, well, I'll ever gonna have a home when I'm not ready, girl. I'm ready now. I got limited education. You got a college degree. We got nothing in common. We couldn't get along. Good Lord, Mercy, you don't mind a poor boy like me. And I'd try to make excuses, knowing sometimes he'd, oh, ain't nothing to that now. I so-and-so, and he's all pretty wealthy. I'll help you build a house. I take something besides the house and get the furniture. I'll buy the furniture. I ain't ready yet. Back up, have a place of moon. I ain't built mine out, so I bought land and built me a house a year before marriage.
So that was big news when you finally...
They went down there and had that wedding and carried a couple of friends I had, my barbers. One of them, he's living here now. He's Russell's a mighty good boy. And, him and another fellow went with me. All you know his name is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Nice boy, good boys. They're witnesses for me, you know. And we got over there, the living room or parlor, whatever you want to call it, it was just sitting there all slam full. I walked in and, gosh, wife and ribbon, beer. I said, honey, I said, it looks like it's going to be a wedding instead of a marriage. That's the first thing popped in my mind.
Yeah.